Hi everyone, Laura Butera here. I'm using Audioboo and I only have 3 minutes, it looks like, so I will have to talk very fast. I wanted to talk about the Our DC movement that is going on down in the National Mall this week. Our DC, that's OUR DC, is a movement that is based on the Occupy movement, but is very different from the Occupy movement. At least it's different from the Occupy DC movement. I went to see Occupy DC couple weeks ago, and I found sort of a squatters camp. But this our DC is very different. It's a big tent city. The temps are up legally. The organizers obtained permits from the park police, and there's just a lot of activity going on in terms of strategic planning and tactics and things like that. Every tent has something different going on. In one tent, there's entertainment. At least at night, there is keep the people interested. In another tent, that evening there was a poetry workshop. In another tent, they were learning how to create songs for demonstrations. In another, they were creating signs. And in another one, there was a schedule for the activity for the next day, which was going to be a march on K Street. So, as I say, very dynamic and very happening place. I believe that this particular movement, should their march and their activities continue to happen, has a lot of potential for being a successful movement. I believe they have the skills to create the conditions that they need to allow their voices to be heard. They are the 99%. They have been let down by their pillars of support, the banking community, their political representatives. These are people that have lost jobs and worse, and yet they're coming together to make a bad situation better. And from all events that I can see, they're doing a very good job. As far as radical flanks and violence, I really haven't seen any disturbances here. Of course, in the Occupy DC movement, which this movement grew out of, there was actually quite a few. Oakland, UC Davis, and more recently, the cherry picking of the DC occupiers. But none of that, as far as I can see, in the Our DC movement. And so I hope that continues. Media frames, unless there is a negative incident, the media probably does not cover it. And so no news is good news in this regard. Digital activism, the opposite is true for that. Whenever something like this is going on that has to do with civil resistance, nonviolent struggle, Twitter and microblogs are usually your best bet for up-to-the-minute news, and that is certainly the case here. So plenty of news if you go to at our DC. I hope this was informative, and I appreciate your listening. Thank you. Good night.